is on. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hey, everybody. You know what bell means? You know what that means? That means class is in session.
Hey, school's in forever.
That's right. Prepare to get learned, audience.
Oh, man. We're going to have fun.
Dropping mad knowledge at you.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. And might I also add, this is not news to Phil, but hey, nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Just wanted to cover the bases in case no one was listening. Get it?
Yeah, totally.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna.
They should have cover the bases pizzas.
Oh yeah, what would that be like?
Let me order that with the bases covered. You know what?
What are the bases of the pizza?
The top, middle.
First of all, you have to order four pizzas, right?
Yeah.
One of them has to be diamond shaped. The other ones
have to be
square.
American style.
Wait, hold on. Not diamond. The home plate is like a little house shape. Home, right?
Yeah, it's a little.
Is that why they do that?
I don't know why that is. I think it's because the leading edges, they go off and they become the foul lines, right?
When are they going to just put a little infrared sensor chip in there and just do away with the umpire and just be like, look, that thing was emitting a little infrared field that, you know, it wouldn't have to make little red lines go up and spin around. You know, you don't have to do that.
It's jobs, though.
You could. You should, though. No, you don't. That doesn't appear on the field, but that should be visible to the home audience, of course. You should be able to see the field, but have like a beam going straight up and have it, you know, register whether it's a strike or not. Like, it's easy, right?
As soon as the ball goes outside the foul line, like, it just cuts all the power in the stadium.
That's right.
Then you know for sure. That's the sound, by the way, that happens.
Yeah, and I think that would actually economize on energy use.
But what about jobs? Umpires need
baseball
work.
Baseball goes green.
Ugh. Ugh. Woof. Went to
Goes gold?
Yeah.
You went to Minnesota Twins.
Mm-hmm. I go for the gold. So,
did you see the Twins?
Oh, speaking of Twins game, we ordered pizza the other night.
Okay.
But the
Twins
Domino's
game sounds like a Twins game sounds like a Price is Right event.
Oh, totally. Oh, totally. But you order your pizza online sometimes if you want, if you're into that?
Nope.
You don't ever do that?
But you did? Okay, great.
Bromino's had it.
Was it a flash interface? Did you get to actually drag the pepperoni in the configuration you wanted?
It was really nice, because every time you added a topping, the graphic would update.
Yeah, I have seen that, yeah.
Sprinkle diggle dink?
You can't actually
arrange them, but...
They should have had a live webcam of that.
Yeah, totally.
And then you'd, like, undo, and the guy has to scrape them all off.
That's why they don't have that.
Yeah. But he's not using a plastic glove.
It was like Darius is in his car right now. He's leaving with your pizza right now.
Except Darius Rucker?
We didn't even get pizza, though.
Darius Rucker is not delivering pizza.
No. But we didn't even get
pizza. Music star. Oh, you did? You just played the game?
No,
Kids want to play pizza time? It's like burger time. But there's an egg and a sausage.
I'll tell you what we got in a second. But my main point of this whole thing is that they had two sizes of pepperoni you could pick. You could pick pepperoni or you could pick large pepperoni.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like regular size pepperoni or like pepperoni the size of, you know, seeds.
Areolas.
Yeah, oh. It was big.
You know. Regular size or areola size, you know.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yep.
Was one spicier than the other or just different size?
They were just different sizes. There were two separate toppings, though, so you could get both, even.
That's retarded.
If you're like, oh, I just want them a bunch of sizes.
Do you think that they ship the pepperoni in sort of an oblong, like almost like an egg shape? But longer, you know, like it tapers.
Oh, right. So some of it's butts and some of it is tips.
Yeah. You just cut the whole thing and you don't have to... But that doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
Well, I just... Readers, write in with your fantasy pepperoni. Do you like the butts or the tips?
Oh, boy.
Of the pepperoni eggs.
The problem with the pepperoni... Oh, can we talk about pizza some more on the show, please?
You know, but let me tell you what I got, Brian.
Okay. No, I want to hear this.
You know what kind of pizza I got?
Pep.
Didn't...
Can't say anything with pepperoni now.
I know.
So hold on, you did end up ordering a pizza.
Not exactly. Sort of.
Hey, did that flash interface let you do half and halves?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
I know they kind of frown upon half and halves,
yeah.
Right? They're just like, fucking buy two pizzas, cheapskate. But, you know.
Hey, if you're going to charge me for two toppings.
It's not always that, like, well, there's two of us and we can't decide. It's like, well, yeah. Maybe I'm ordering a pizza for myself and I want half of each because I'm not a fucking lardo.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, if I'm eating the whole pizza, I probably am, but, you know.
Now I feel embarrassed.
Uh-oh.
I ordered the lardo. The Malardo. I got a bread bowl pasta.
Which bacon is, infused?
Can you believe that?
First
of all, can you believe even such a thing exists?
Yeah, no, of course I can. In this world of famous bowl and taco
yeah,
salad.
I know. Taco salad.
I don't know.
Which is it? Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Hortons sells the bread bowl. You can get the chili or the soup in it.
See, that makes sense. It's coming with something that's not inherently bread.
That's right.
Noodles are bread.
Noodles are just lazy bread.
Wake up, America, and also Canada and Australia. Is that it?
The lower 48?
Yeah. Pasta is bread.
Offer not valid in Quebec.
So it's like bread bowl bread. And it's Utah? The thing is, it's not even a bowl. It's like a plate.
What's the state? What are the states that the contests usually don't apply to? Utah and Alaska? Hawaii?
Utah for religious purposes, and Alaska, Hawaii, because it's just too expensive.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Ship the prize.
Yeah. And also the country of you are employed to this company.
And I think, like, West Virginia, if it's in any way, could be perceived as gambling.
Oh, are they hardline against that?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
What is your deal, America?
Of all the Virginias.
On the shit.
I know. But you know what my toppings were?
You claim to be this giant, awesome, you know, thing, behemoth of a guy.
Well, yeah.
Who's going to kick ass and take names.
Sure.
You can't even decide on which one of you is going to win a free Dorito.
We're like...
For shame.
The gay guy that says he's going to sleep with all the ladies. But that's America.
Just to find out. No, more like show. More like the straight guy who's like, well, one more gay guy just to make sure.
Yeah. that's America's yeah. MO. But my toppings, Brian, imagine this in your mouth.
One of each, actually. Which one is the Republicans? It's the gay guy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Imagine this. Okay, imagine your mouth.
You know what I don't like about your political system, can I just say?
Shit.
No, what always kind of struck me as funny, and we have this in Canada too, is how, like, you have the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, America's like, we are democracy.
You
we
have
are...
a lot of parties, though.
Yeah, no, we totally do. We have the New Democratic Party, which I think was trying to just change its name to The Party.
The Nude Party.
Yeah. But it's so funny how they come up with the names for the parties, and we're a democracy, we love democratic process, and we're the Democratic Party. And you're like, oh, well, that sounds pretty good, because yeah, you're right, mm-hmm. You know? It's like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, the other party still believes in democracy, too, but it's like...
Right.
You know, it's like naming your team like, oh, yeah, well, we're the not gay guys, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, well, what are the other guys in? Oh.
I think democracy is okay, but I think there's something better. And I think it's like first come, first serve.
Free publicity. Like, oh.
Yeah. Like, if you're voting for president, fuck it, first guy to vote.
You know, in Japan, men always come first.
Really?
That's what James Bond taught me.
Oh.
James Bond Jr.
Oh, wow.
Probably not how that song went.
No, that's pretty close. I remember that shit. That was a good...
James Bond Jr.
That was a good beat-off cartoon, if I remember correctly.
Oh, my God. Oh. I didn't like it. Didn't care for it. Too many gadgets. Not the gadgets weren't the problem. It's too many Transformers cars.
Oh, Rescue Rangers.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, man. You ever look that up on the internet? Yesterday I made a Smurf joke and Steve went to go look up Smurfette or something and he's like,
oh, well, no.
I didn't know he was looking up Smurfette, but I just made it, and he's like,
safe search on, hey. Safe search on.
He was like, hey, you know what? There's a lot of pictures of Smurfette with boobs on the internet. I'm pretty sure Smurfs
gif.
Are not mammals.
That was the first Indeed. Photoshop right there. Finally, I can erase this blouse.
Yeah, Smurfette 1.0. And the Gargamel, you know, lab there probably did have boobs, and it probably failed because the Smurfs are like, what's wrong with that Smurf?
What would you think about Golden Smurfs cartoon where it's all the golden girls, but they're all also Smurfs? It's a cartoon. They just do the old
Smurfs,
the old golden girls routines again. But it's Smurfs.
Let's do it. Let's pitch it. Let's catch
it. What were you singing just now?
I'm out. Golden years?
Huh.
What?
Oh, that's pretty good.
I don't know how it goes.
So imagine bread.
Look, I don't have a full band of instruments at my disposal right now.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Trying to acapella it. It would be
if you could just point at a band and then they would like play what you were thinking.
Hit it, boys.
Yeah.
Huh?
And you go sit down in your big chair behind the desk.
I And then you just you give them a little volume knob gesture.
Mm-hmm. You turn.
You just pipes down.
Mm-hmm. Pan to the left, and they got to shuffle over.
And the bass player just stops playing.
Yeah.
You cue that shit. Okay, sorry. Pizza? What the? Huh?
Bread bowl pasta.
Oh, yeah. So you had a pizza with spaghetti all over it.
It was penne. Penne pasta.
Penny.
So it's crust. The
you know
crust
that's
is good.
Italian for penis, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And you know why, right?
Because
the cream sauce goes in the hole, right? When you eat it, it squirts
they
out.
Get... No, it's from when they circumcise to a point in Italy.
Chisel tip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they called me
for
in...
For her pleasure.
Oh. Okay.
For
sorry.
Her
continue.
Awareness.
Yeah, no, but you're right. Bread... Like, when you order a pasta from a restaurant and they give you bread, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, garlic bread.
Yeah. Except the women. It. Women. You know how women are with garlic bread.
Oh, yeah. They're all like...
Breadsticks of any kind. Dough.
Yeah. Dough?
Just any...
Anything shaped into a log. They just can't contain themselves. That's why the bowl is designed for the man.
That's right.
I don't know where this is going.
No, because the bowl is, you know, it's shaped kind of like a lady's...
Oh, yeah.
Under
bucket.
Under courage.
One time, Ollie's dad was visiting, and we were looking at some video on the internet. Not like that, you perverts.
Whoa.
No, we were watching one of those super, super duper, like, high-def slow motion videos, you know?
Oh, I love that, yeah.
You know those ones, right? With, like, mm-hmm. soccer player, and you just fucking see every muscle ripple.
And all that,
all sweaty and oily and, like... You can almost like see up their shorts, right? See,
you said it wasn't like that.
Oh yeah, no, it wasn't like that. It was like that. Anyway, it was like they were showing cheerleaders or some crap like that. And all his dad's he's pretty old. He's probably pretty close to 70 or something. He's kind of an old dad, right? But
right.
No, he was just kind of like, Jesus, look at the bucket on that one. I was like, bucket. We don't use that word anymore. And no. You know what? Probably good because it sounds kind of gross.
Well, he's from when buckets were invented, though.
Bucket seat.
Buckets aren't as old as people think they are. People used to... No one ever thought of putting a handle on a bowl, you know? Hey, dummy. But...
Ever since they decided to chop off the spout from a kettle.
Yeah.
And like, you know what would make this even better?
Mm-hmm.
One less hole.
And ability to pour.
One fewer hole?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Why isn't everything a kettle? A bucket... Should have the ability to become a kettle. It's,
well, not if it's
why
plastic.
Removing features from everything. Once you get something right, do it again.
Oh, no, it's all about simplifying it. What you want is a sphere with one tiny little hole in it.
I have so many things in my house that don't play MP3s, and I'm like, what the hell?
Don't you think a cup or like a coffee cup or something that was sort of like spherical might be better because there'd be like less chance of it tipping over or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying
it should be just a ball with no handle and just a tiny hole that you have to knuck the liquid out of. Like,
yeah, you know what? You get your hand removed, get a little attachment there. You put it right on your hand,
mm-hmm.
and then you look like a Nintendo character.
Just drink it all now. What do you need stuff in a cup for? Just drink it. Close
right
the fridge. Yeah, whatever it is.
Just stick your head right in the toilet. You don't need to.
Dumb.
Come on now.
Mad at everyone.
But yeah, pasta and bread is
Alfredo
like,
sauce.
A little bit. Well, you know, the bread is kind of nice to sop up the sauce, I have to admit.
It was
nice.
You
get the sauce. A little bit of bread, but like a whole fucking bread bowl of it. Jesus.
It was a whole pizza crust of it, really.
Wow.
And Alfredo sauce. And penne noodles.
Did they offer a pizza with an Alfredo sauce instead of a tomato sauce?
They do.
I kind of like that sometimes.
Yeah, me
sometimes.
Too.
You know what, overall, when I want a pizza, I want tomato sauce. I don't want white, quote-unquote, white sauce.
It wouldn't have been any different, except the noodles was the only difference.
Yeah.
And I hear sauce quantity.
How about, what if you asked for the penne Alfredo with small pepperonis in it?
You can get any pizza topping you want, and that's the best part of the story.
Pineapple?
Nope. Oh, all these little coagulated clumps of, because with the dairy mixing with the... Tang.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, the acid. Ugh. Everything acidic, please.
Yeah. Ugh.
I don't know. That's all right, though, I guess. I don't
no,
know.
But Philly steak.
Choose your own food. You know, I gotta say, sometimes, you know, when the places give you too many choices, like, hey, man, here's our list of everything. You choose the shit. You choose that shit.
Goat
you
cheese. Make it all together. Soy goat cheese.
Yeah. It's like, you know what?
Zygote.
Oh. How about like make your like best eight pizzas, you know? Because there's gonna be something in there. Okay, I know, yes. Everyone's fucking picky.
Gordon Ramsay that up. Gordon Ramsay.
Yes. It's yes. Like, no, you don't get a choice. Like, we make a really good pepperoni and maybe just even plain pepperoni pizza.
Don't give
know,
people but, the choice of, don't let them accidentally like, get green.
Oh, but you know what?
I
don't like pineapple. Okay, yeah. We'll get the sausage one. That one doesn't have pineapple on it. Okay, well, I don't like you will find, you mm-hmm. have to, you'll have to settle for one. And you know
oh,
what?
But
find,
I really find, want oats. I just. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's true though, because like, you know, leave it in the hands. Ah, it's like people customizing their shit at restaurants. Look, they make a thing, and if it's a place that has a chef and a guy who designed it all, let them fucking do it. And you
but
don't
that's
like it,
the
go
thing. When you order from Domino's, you got to know that nobody working there gives one rip dick about pizza or knows anything about it. All they know how to do is like, well, corporate office says we got to fold this crap together and put it in the thing for X amount of time.
They might as well be making boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They mostly
delicious,
are.
Delicious, salty boxes.
They put the pizza inside of them.
Oh, yeah. I heard it's made of the same stuff.
Me too, dude. I heard all the meat at Subway is turkey.
They added I haven't been to Subway in a while, but apparently they added a new kind of cheese. I'm like, what color is this one? What other colors are there?
Off orange.
So, you know, they're like, do you want? They don't even try anymore. They're like, you want the white cheese or the orange cheese? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, come on. Can you just pretend?
I'll
can you not say
umber.
This?
I bet umber cheese would be pretty good.
Umbridge?
Yeah. From Umbridge, these nuts. And mushrooms.
Mushroom cheese?
No.
What if there was mushroom cheese? Hey, what about this? You know that? You know the
close.
Ran out of steam before I got to it. Macaroni and cheese loaf, right?
Yeah.
What about some canned mushrooms in that? You know, the canned little pickled mushroom kind of deal. You know, little wet
loose.
Mushrooms.
I think they'd get away. They'd get out.
Really?
I think they would wriggle loose. I don't think they'd stand a chance in the meat.
They would have little hole. Then you would have little mushroom shaped holes.
Yeah, which would
be
kind of
like,
cool.
It'd be like a fruit roll-up.
They should figure out a way to grow mushrooms inside of cheese.
There probably is a way to do that.
Yeah.
Probably involves getting shit all over your cheese.
Yeah. Step one.
Yep.
Yeah. Make it at life, home. Life hack it. Make your own shit cheese at home. Why bother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, we should...
That sounds great, but I don't eat cheese.
Next week's show, we should next week, tomorrow, Friday... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should talk about commenters.
You want to talk about that?
No, we don't have time.
Are we going to lift the curtain?
I'm gonna lift my curtain right now. I'm going to tell you, Brian. Brian.
The bed skirt? Under the bed skirt. Your spy versus spy. Oh, by the way, this is the Spy versus Spy podcast, if you didn't already know. And just in case you weren't sure, go back in time, look at the ID3 tag,
mm-hmm.
Go further back in time, look at what site you're on.
Yeah.
Go further back in time and go... Hey, I wonder if Brian and Phil have a new show up.
Local CompuServe representative?
Yes.
Delivering narrowband to my home? Into my Tandy?
Are you asking?
I'm way back in time.
Oh, you should have rung the telephone.
Yeah. Oh, right. Shit, where's...
Yes, Larry?
Okay. Hey,
That sounds like you walked into a store. Hold on, this is an old time skit. This is from the 1800s. Ye old internet shop.
Okay. Where's my creaking door? Here's a creaky.
Right. Open the door quick.
Shopkeep?
Yes, hello. I am the past shopkeep of the internet.
Bread bowl, pasta, Alfredo sauce.
Did you even ring the bell? Go do that again. There we go. Thank you. Now I know someone's here. Oh, right. Yes. Hello?
Bread bowl, pasta, Alfredo sauce, Philly steak, mushrooms, and provolone. That's what I had.
One moment, please. And then he goes into the back and he draws a picture of it and he comes back and he goes, is this what you were looking for?
Yeah.
It's all Google punch cards. 1800.
It's RGB punch cards.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
What? You know, like LED technology and whatnot, you know, it's like the three little LEDs in there, you know, but it's just like paper. It's just like red, green, and blue paper, and you punch a little hole down, and shines a light in the back. And there you go. That's
Man,
the old style.
Pretty cool. Yeah. It'd be pretty cool if you, like, made a whole photo that way. out of red, green, and blue cellophane.
And post it on the internet, and people would
like
say,
a stained glass or something.
Why bother? Why not just look at something? Why take a picture? Why not just look at something?
Just go outside. Quit being on the internet.
Yeah.
Go outside and experience
life. Those are the best
ones.
Those are the best. The absolute
best.
I
mean,
comments.
Like, no one can really disagree with that sentiment, you know? It's like, well, yeah, I mean, obviously we should all fucking get off computers.
Sediment?
Put this podcast on an MP3 player, take it outside, and listen to it in the park.
Yeah. Everything should be an MP3 player, though, I think. Now.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Like what? Like what? Like the whole internet should be available on a thing?
I think cans of Dinty Moore beef stew should have a little 8-inch mini jack.
Here we go.
Input.
Here we go.
No, just anything. You just like everything should come with a song, and you just go ahead and plug your headphones in, and just like
no, it's one use only. They need to use that technology of, you know, like open the milk carton, and if it moves at you, I don't know what
it's
happens. You win
commercial.
Something, you know?
It should be like an audiobook, a serialized audiobook you can listen to while you're heating up your beef stew. You listen to the can. And
no, and
like,
if you want to hear the sequel, go buy Pepsi. Come on.
Oh, yes. Cross-merchandising. Yes.
This is called Convergence. Is
I love
this called
it.
Convergence?
I think so.
It is called Convergence.
Is this called Convergence? Is this called Convergence?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
You want to hear the punchline to this Jim Gaffigan joke?
Yeah.
Buy a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, that's true, because then you'd hear the rest of... That'd be pretty good, all the Jim Gaffigan products. Like, if
well, it's
could...
a really more of a set whole all five senses experience, you know? Because it's like when you're listening to a Jim Gaffigan CD, you're not smelling his breath, which will smell like Hot Pocket, I believe.
Yeah.
Cock.
Cheese and onions and fish
there's
and
no,
dicks.
There's none of those things in that.
What?
In what about pocket? A fish pocket? But like a Hot Pocket that had like fish sticks in it.
Ugh.
Eat that on the bus?
Oh, God. That's true. You'd have a lot of leg room.
Max leg room. Mac. And we're done.
Mac leg room? Oh.
Mac. What?
I don't know.
Foghorn leg room?
I almost got it. But yeah, so everyone send your comments and criticisms to Brian.
You know how we're not going to have comments on our site anymore?
Yeah.
So everybody,
down.
If you want us to have something to say, fucking let's do it, man. Let's get off the ass of the internet and go outside and record an audio comment on your MP3 player.
Yeah.
And then email it to us from the library. And then while you're there, check out a book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get out of your parents' basement and meet us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Parents' basement. That's good stuff.
Go upstairs where Twitter is.
Can't. Mom's using it.
Damn.
Mom, get off Twitter.
God.
I don't know.
What a bizarre age we live in. Temporarily.
I hate it. I'm not... Like, I don't want to become one of those...
You are one... Oh, you are one of those guys, though, dude.
Look, check it out. I love... Yes, I love technology.
Mm-hmm.
I love shit. You know, it's cool, but it's just like... You know, it's the age-old thing of, like, technology isn't inherently evil. It's people are dicks.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If people wasn't dicks, we wouldn't have to use no nuclear missile.
That's true.
Yeah.
We don't do enough of that.
We could be using that nuclear missile to shoot at the sun for kicks. Supercharge that sun. Power up.
Well, like,
be charged up.
What's Mars doing for us? Why are we trying to go to Mars? We should be trying to destroy Mars.
We should see if it has a creamy nougat center.
Exactly. We should find out what the end of the world's really going to look like. We should practice.
What is inside of a Mars? Is it nougat? Not nougat. What is it? Gargamel inside? Dechamel? What is it? What do you call that shit?
Neufchâtel.
Marzipan. No. Nutella. What? I don't know.
Marmite.
Oh, Marmite.
Come with me to the Casbah.
Marmite. The first time I've ever been able to partially roll my R's. I'm getting
That's
bad.
Good. That's good. All right. Well, everybody.
Fall in. Roll call.
Phil.
Brian. Sarah Bauer. So-and-so.
It sounded like a Pokemon.
Marzipan.
Do you think Sarah knows that if you just rearrange the letters in her name slightly, it becomes Sauerbrauten, and also you have to add the T?
You all her middle initial is T?
Is it? Sarah the Bauer. Teagle Bauer.
Her middle name is Eagle Bauer.
That's a pretty cool name.
Egret Bauer.
Eaglet.
Eaglet.
Is it egret or eaglet? What's a baby eagle?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing that Eskimos live in.
It's an eaglet.
Egrews. They live in Ekru.
Escrow.
Escrow.
My igloo's in escrow. All right, go.
Escrow.
Go.
Escrow T. Bauer.
Scrow T.
All right, well, you know where to find us. You know where to find this. Mm-hmm. And look, we trust you.
Yeah, if you found this, you can find us.
You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. What do you need us for?
Yeah.
Get out there and do it. Grab it. Go get it. Go take it. Is it in you?
Get out of your parents' basement and into your parents' attic.
Massimo. Bye, Petus. Get ready to go to work. Maybe I'll do that at work. Okay, I got nothing to do.